Hi, I'm Christian.
And I'm Angela, and we are married.
And bored.
All right, we're sliding into Tuesday.
All right, all right, all right.
Just like Matthew McConaughey would say.
Yeah, he says that.
And speaking of Matthew, we're going to be talking about a game where you pretend to be famous.
I was like, where are you going with this? The book in the Bible, Matthew McConaughey.
No, Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew Modine. There's a lot of Matthews.
You just did. All right, all right, all right.
I did. It sounded just like him, too.
It did. You look just like him, too.
No, that's not true.
So, On Tour. We're going to be talking about On Tour, which is not about movie stars, but it is about being a rock star.
Yeah, my dream.
It is your dream.
It is.
I got to live it out for a little bit, but
yeah,
not to the full extent.
No.
No.
I was just going to go with it on how you were describing things there.
We are doing shorter episodes on some games we liked from this year and played that we think would be great gifts for the holiday. Or, you know what? Self-mess. We talked about that. Just buy it for yourself if you think this sounds great. On Tour, why don't you dive in to this game?
Well, On Tour is a roll and write.
Oh.
Where you are going to roll dice.
Oh.
And the two digits on the dice are going to form two different numbers. So like a roll of a 3 and a 7 would be 37 and 73.
Oh.
And you're going to fill those numbers in on your map. One side is the United States to represent your tour around the United States.
Yeah.
And the other side is Europe. So represent a European tour.
Yes.
And so it's like your band is going around these areas. And everyone is going to use the same two numbers that were rolled, but you are going to fill them in wherever you want with the restrictions of some regions. So the cards, there's going to be cards in the middle of the table that apply to everyone. And it's going to maybe restrict you to like the northeast part of your map. Or maybe it'll restrict you to like the central south part of your map.
Central south United States. Texas.
Right, exactly.
So what do we do? What's the goal with all these numbers?
And then at the end, you are going to try to draw, well, you're going to draw a line from the lowest number visiting adjacent, so they have to connect.
Yeah, locations.
Adjacent locations, or I guess it's like countries on the other one.
Sure.
Where, to get higher and higher numbers, and the person who can have basically the longest train.
Yeah, so this is the longest road game from Catan.
Longest tour.
Yeah.
Yep. And then there's some things that we didn't quite mention about like wild stars.
Yeah, that doesn't matter. I mean, you get the gist of it.
Mm-hmm.
You roll the dice. You place them where you're allowed to based on the cards. And you want to get the highest sequential like train.
Yeah.
You don't have to go in numerical order, but you go from highest to lowest.
Yeah, so picture your little van. It's your tour van.
Yeah, van.
Going around the country. And you're trying to have the longest tour possible.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes those dice roll numbers that you're really not happy with.
Yeah.
And like, so you got to place them somewhere. And that just messes up your tour.
It sure does.
Okay. And then I should say that this game can be played from one player to eight players.
Yeah.
So it can accommodate a lot or a little. It's about 20 minutes. Although we played with how many people at gaming weekend? And I feel like it took, you know, a good half hour.
Yeah, this is one of those Roll and Whites. Roll and Whites are deceptively difficult. Because it starts out, well, you just roll a dice and write a number in these circles.
Yeah, so it's easy to learn.
Yeah, but then like trying to like explain it. Like this one's deceptively hard. Because I've played it multiple times where I've just been like, yeah, so you want to go from the lowest to the highest number. And then people are like, I don't get it. I was like, what is there not to get?
Once you do get it, it starts out like, oh, this is easy.
Yes.
And then you start realizing, like, the dice aren't rolling what you need.
Yep.
And then your map gets really messed up.
Yeah.
So it is deceptive in that way, too.
Yeah, because you, like, say you roll a 98, and you're like, oh, man, I got to put an 89 and a 98 somewhere on this map.
They would really fit in over here, but the regions I'm restricted to are...
And both those numbers are pretty close to each other numerically, so do I put them close to each other, or do I leave a gap in case I get a mid-90s number?
Right.
Like, that's the kind of mental math, not math, but gymnastics that you're going through in trying to play this game.
Totally.
What else do we like about this one, Angela?
Well, I like the theme.
The theme is cool.
That you're touring.
Yep.
You
get to name your band as a part of your sheet. That's what you're supposed to do.
That's right. Yeah. You have to name your band.
If you name your band right now.
Oh my gosh, this is terrible.
Uh-huh.
Do you have a band name?
Sure, the Big Toe Morrows.
That is
The Big Tomorrows.
That is good.
They're really good.
Yeah.
They have so far 4 in a row.
Yeah.
And one number one hit.
Great.
Yep.
That was not as good as I thought you were going to say.
That was a great one. Well, I'm looking at my records on the wall. I can't say Boston.
No, you cannot. Married and Bored is my band name.
Oh, cool. I've heard that before.
Weird.
It's spoken word music.
I like that it can accommodate a lot of people.
Yeah, 1 to 8 is awesome.
It's just a not that it's easy to win or anything like that, but it's just a different part of the brain than other games feel like, I guess. So it was a nice like palate cleanser. That's kind of how we used it in our gaming weekend.
Yeah, I think a Roll and Write in general is a good like cleanser between games.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hey, you know, we just played a 4-hour game of whatever. Let's play this game, and then we'll jump into another head scratcher.
Yeah.
This one in particular, you know, maybe there's a little bit more thinky stuff going on.
Yeah.
As opposed to some other Roll and Writes, but it's a good one. It's a good filler.
And you know what? I do like me a whiteboard marker.
You like the dry erase?
Yes. I know that seems maybe like an extra detail, like the band name, but I feel like that can just really elevate the game.
I like the theme, of course. It's a mini dream of mine to have done this in my life. I did not do this in my life. But I like the dice. The dice are cool. They're chunky. They're big D10s or something like that, D8s. So that's really, they're fun to roll, as silly as that is. The only thing I would say about this one is, it for me, it's a touch too long.
Okay.
Because there are like 50, 48 something like circles that you have to fill out.
Yeah, you're not filling out a circle for every state, because in the Northeast, it gets like all those tiny states.
Yeah, let's just say there's 40 dots.
Yeah.
And so that means 20 dices are rolled every time. And so like, towards the end, you're just like, come on, let's go. So I don't know if I would like it to be like half as big, but there is a point every time we play this, it's like, all right, come on, let's go.
Come on.
So that's my only negative I'd have to say about this one.
Okay. Who's it for?
Rock stars.
Absolutely. Yeah, like us.
Yeah, like me.
It is for large groups.
Yes.
Even non-gamers. It can be a good entry point into games.
Yeah, I think any Roll and Write fits that category a little bit as a good entry point. Because you're like, oh, I roll this dice and then I mark it off here. I can do that. And then you might not do very well, but you're at least playing right away.
And like what Christian was just saying with it being a touch too long, an easy way to solve this is to play it solo. Because it just goes as quick as you want it to go.
I suppose that's...
You're not okay. Waiting for anyone with analysis paralysis where it's like, okay, everyone got your numbers filled in? No.
It's like, no, I'm still one dice roll behind. I haven't done the 45s and 54s yet.
And so you're just sitting there. Yeah. You know, We all have them in our group. Maybe it's you. That's okay.
If you think you don't have one, then it's you.
Then it's you. But if you're solo, that's a great way to cure that, is to just play the speed you want to play at.
Yep.
It's different every time.
You know? Yeah, totally. The last time I played this, the dice rolls were awful. So many, like, 45s, 54s, 53s, like, so many duplicates.
Yes.
That I was just like, oh my gosh, this band is not going anywhere.
Right. They made four stops, and one was an Arby's. So
one was an Arby's.
It's not looking good for this game.
That's right.
Okay. Where can you find this, Christian?
Yeah, so this game is published by All Play Games, which is also formerly known as the BoardGameTable.com people. And so you can find this on their website right now at allplay.com. You can buy it for about, well, actually exactly $39. And they do have, ooh, they do have a cool upgraded dice pack. Look at
that. I know.
They're glitter dice.
Ooh. They are glittery.
Shine bright like a diamond with those things.
Woo!
And you can add that on for about $4. You can find it on Amazon for a little bit more, 45-ish. And you know what? This is at some local game stores. I mean, like,
yep.
We're always going to say that. Check your local game store. Absolutely. Because it is a possibility that they will have one of the games that we are talking about in this little holiday special.
And if you've ever wanted to be in a band.
Yeah.
And just live vicariously through this board game.
That's right.
Go ahead and do it. You can do it.
All right. Well, we have to remember, everyone, that it is Christmas time. And so I am going to ask you a Christmas question, Angela.
Okay.
So yeah. I talked to Angela. I said, Angela, I have a question for you, but I'm not going to tell you what it is beforehand.
Which I love.
But I just want your honest and instant opinion.
Okay.
White elephant gift parties.
Okay.
Yes or no?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What do you like about them? Like, what makes a good one, and then what makes a bad one? I just wanted to have a discussion on white elephants.
Okay. Well, everyone has a slightly different opinion about what a white elephant gift is.
Okay.
I've been to parties where white elephant gifts are like, you can't purchase anything. You have to find it around your house.
Yeah, though. And is that a good version or a bad version?
It's good if people are practical about it.
Yeah. Or really put effort.
Or effort, I guess. But like toilet paper, it's funny and you can use it. Like,
if all the other gifts are on that same level, then yeah, awesome.
Right. I'm just saying, like, that is good.
Yeah.
But then there's like a whole, well, on Amazon this year, I saw that there's a whole section of like white elephant gifts.
Okay.
You can click on. And so then there's the whole crowd that thinks like white elephant gifts is synonymous with funny.
Yeah.
So there's that whole route. And I'm fine with either one as long as everyone's on the same page. Because
mm-hmm.
It's like, you don't want to bring the three rolls of toilet paper because you like searched around your house. And then someone brings in like, I don't know, like the As Seen on TV cookware set.
Shake weight.
And it's like, well, I mean, clearly we have different ideas
yeah.
of what.
It's like that classic is. Office episode where someone gets an iPod Touch or whatever it was.
Yeah.
iPod TV or whatever.
The iPod.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, but we had a limit of $10 or right. whatever.
Well, Michael didn't pay attention to the limit.
That's Michael.
So I'm good with white elephant.
Okay. Yeah.
And then some people think white elephant just means that you're exchanging the gifts you bring.
That was going to be my next question. Does a white elephant gift, is it include the exchange or is it just draw from the middle?
I think it's become synonymous with like as Kleenex has become synonymous with tissue.
Okay.
You know, like.
So if you're doing a white elephant party, there's going to be swapping.
Right.
Okay.
But I don't think it actually originated as, like, meaning that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm not a fan of them.
I was getting that vibe
ooh.
In the room.
Just because I think I've gotten hosed too many times.
Okay.
Like, I feel like I'm a good gift giver for white elephant.
Okay.
Like, whatever the limit is, I'm like, oh, this is going to be either it's funny or it's funny but stupid, but people will want it.
Yeah.
And then I go home with pipe cleaners.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like
someone gives you a gift that's not expensive and not practical.
Yeah. Yeah. I vividly remember, I think I got pipe cleaners. And it's just like, once I opened that, I was like, well, no one is stealing this. I might as well just go home. You know,
right,
like,
right.
Because everyone is going for the $5 Starbucks gift, whatever the limit is, the $5 Starbucks gift card, the free Chick-fil-A, whatever. So
like a gift card is not a white elephant gift to me.
Okay.
But here, I'm just gonna run through some white elephant gifts that pop up.
Give me like three or four.
A calendar of pooping dogs.
I don't like that.
Okay. I was gonna say that seems right up the white elephant.
It does seem the right up the alley.
Because it's like, oh, calendars are practical, but this one is dogs pooping every month. A Pickle Rick pen.
Pickle Rick pen I would totally steal.
Yeah. The beer belly fanny pack.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I can get behind a good white elephant.
It's gotta be with the right people. You can't have people that bring pipe cleaners.
No, you cannot. Best white elephant gift you've ever gotten?
That's tough. I can't think of one. I did one through work, and it was like work-provided gifts, so that kind of skews everything. But I had my hands on AirPods, and of course they were stolen.
Yep.
Right away.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, oh man, like, that sucks.
Yeah.
And I think I went home with a nice... For me, it worked out great because I think I got like Star Wars, like wine glasses, drinking glasses kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And like juice glasses.
Yeah, they were cool. And like it worked out for me. Like mm-hmm. I wasn't like super disappointed, but I would rather have the AirPods or something like that. But
yeah,
there's not one that sticks out in my mind. Is there one that sticks out for you?
Yeah, I got a Downy Wrinkle Release Spray.
And that's the one you remember?
Love it. I use it all the time.
All right.
I don't, like, people, you don't have to be reinventing the wheel. Just give something practical.
Okay. All right. Yeah. What about you guys? White elephant gifts? Do you guys do it every year? Have you gotten hosed? Are you a good giver? What's your MO on the white elephant?
Yeah, what's your MO? Or what's your definition of a white elephant?
Maybe? Yeah, I think for a successful white elephant night, you need, like, some good rules. Like a board
Definitely.
Game.
Definitely.
Because
Definitely.
It is, at the core, it is a game.
It is a game. And in order for everyone to have fun, the rules need to be clear.
Yeah, and you can't really, but what if, and it's like, no, sorry.
All right, guys, I hope we have educated you on tour and also white elephant gifts.
Yeah, totally.
And we will see you tomorrow with another holiday episode.
Yeah, until then. Want me to give you another band name? Black Morning Coffee. 7 a.m. wake up. Belt buckle.
Oh, wow.
And then it's like...